Praise the Lord. Message number 225. The title of the message, Watchman, part 39. The watchman should have eyes and deeds. In this message, we're going to speak about certain watchmen and certain watchwomen whom they have eyes, but because they are seeing in the wrong way that God had ordained for them to see, they are not able to produce the fruit and have the good deeds that the Lord had prepared for them to do. Before we going to proceed to the message, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time. We bless you. We magnify you, Lord. We thank you because you always send your word to us to help us to understand your will and walk faithfully in your words according to your plan. I pray for repentance in the life of your church and your people. I pray for revival. I pray for restoration to those who had been called by you, but they have entangled by sin and certain things that is unpleasant to you and render them ineffective and unfruitful and unproductive in your sight. Lord, anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow in the life of your church and your people. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's read Luke chapter 7 and verse 44. This is when the Lord were invited in the house of the Pharisee, and there was a sinful woman who came to anoint the body of Jesus, and the Pharisee was looking and watching, but he was analyzing in the wrong direction. In verse 44, then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, that is the Lord, do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. Here the Lord spoke to Simon and he told him, do you see this woman? As if the Lord admonishing him that he is seeing, but he is seeing not in the way that God wants him to see. And if you will read the whole story from the book of Luke chapter 7, let's read verse 36 to verse 50 so that we can get some point about that the watchman should have eyes to see and deeds to do. Now one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him. So he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume, and as she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner. Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to tell you. Tell me, teacher, he said. Two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he canceled the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more? Verse 43. Simon replied, I suppose the one who had the bigger debt canceled. You had judged correctly, said Jesus. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little loves little. Then Jesus said to her, Your sins are forgiven. The other guests began to say among themselves, Who is this who even forgives sin? Jesus said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. The Pharisee who invited Jesus looked on that woman in the wrong way. He looked on the sins of that woman and her wrongdoing of the past, but he failed to see her repentance and what she did to the Lord. He was not a good watchman and was not able to see and recognize certain deeds that accompanied her repentance. You know, the watchman should see and should do right things. The woman repented. The Pharisee should be a watchman who see and do. He was seeing in the wrong way and he failed to do the things that woman who repented did. The first things that the watchman should do is willingness to serve. The first service to God is our repentance. Sometimes, you know, you are bragging that you are a worker, you are a pastor, you are a leader, but there's no fruits coming from your life because you already start to see things in the wrong direction and you are unwilling to serve the Lord. Jesus said to the Pharisee, I came into your house, you did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears. Washing of the feet is willingness to serve, to be servants and not to be master. In Luke chapter 7 verse 38, as she stood behind him at his feet weeping, the woman was humble, for she came from behind and from the feet side and not from the front aspect. She did not come to our Lord from the front, but she came from behind. Jesus can see how humble she is because she was repentant. Jesus is seeing a broken heart and contrite spirit from the way she behaved. You know, she came from the backside of the Lord, not in the front. And you know, some people, I just want to say it in this way. They sit on the head of the Lord. They don't sit at his feet. They order the Lord. They don't listen to his instruction and his commands. In Psalm 51 verse 17, my sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart you, God, will not despise. Broken and contrite spirit. Many who have self-righteousness, and this self-righteousness is sin, and had blinded their eyes to see the things that God wants them to see. Humility needed. Humbleness is is required so you can serve. To get the message, humility is needed from now onward. Do not sit on Jesus' head, but be like this woman at Jesus' feet. At his feet, willingness to serve. Willingness to be discovered, to be disfigured and humiliated. You know, the Pharisee did not see how this woman was willing to be disfigured and to be humiliated. We have read, and she wiped them with her hair after she poured the perfume. She wiped them with her. She wiped them with her hair. The woman wiped the feet of Jesus with her hair. She was willing even to offer her beauty and sacrifice it to our Lord. When we want to serve, in certain circumstances, we get more hard time that even can affect our own physical fitness and beauty, because we would have less sleep, less food, and less rest, or we will be exposed to the heat of the sun or the cold of the winter time. But the willingness to sacrifice must be there. The woman who wiped Jesus' feet with her hair, as a girl she cared for her hair, washed it, put perfume on it and make it beautiful. But after being at Jesus' feet, she is no more concerned about her beauty, but to serve God and care for his things. You know, when you are washman and you are washwoman for the Lord, no more, you know, you are so concerned about your beauty and about how you look and the color of your hair, and you have already white hair and you want to paint your hair, or you want to look handsome. And these are the things that God does not want you to look now. As a washman and washwoman, all these things consider worldly, and you offer them to the Lord. That, like this woman, her hair, the beauty of the woman is in her hair, and she was willing to use her hair to wipe the feet of Jesus. How about how she will be smelling and her hair will be disarranged? It's no problem, as long I am serving the Lord and I am doing his will. Willingness to sacrifice must be there. The woman who wiped Jesus' hair with her hair, she was a girl, but she was willing to sacrifice her beauty and to the Lord in order to serve him. What we need to see as a washman, and what we need to do, giving much is required. We need to do outstanding things that deserve recognition. The woman, she has poured perfume at Jesus' feet. She did not put little but much. She gave much of expensive perfume. We need to give much of expensive things for God. Did the Bible tell us how much she gave to the Lord? Almost the same story or similar story in Matthew chapter 26 verse 7. Say, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, and she offered them to the Lord. And in John chapter 12, verse 5, it say that how much exactly the price of that perfume. A story, more or less similar. Some they say it is the same story, or some they say it is another event. However, our concern is that we are called as a watchman to see that we are able to give much in John 12:5, what the woman offered to the Lord, say that it was worth a year's wages, 1 year salary. Was she gave that woman equal to 1 year salary? That an outstanding things of giving. 1 year income she gave it to the Lord. Matthew chapter 26 verse 10, Jesus said about the woman that offered him that expensive perfume, she had done a beautiful thing to me. We need to see such deeds as a watchman and woman, not to criticize, not to look on the sin of the people and do nothing about it. Let us look through the scripture, through the good example, what we can do and offer to the Lord. Jesus says she has done a beautiful things to me. Therefore, we need to do beautiful things for Jesus. Ask yourself now, have you done any beautiful things to the Lord? In Matthew chapter 26 verse 13, the Lord say about the woman, I tell you the truth, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. We need to do outstanding things that the Lord will approve and commend. What more we need to see and do? What you need more? Purity in heart and motive. In Mark chapter 14 verse 3 of almost the same story, the woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of a pure nard. The word purity. God want purity in heart and motive and deed. Purity before God is required. A watchman and a watchwoman not only need to do good work, but also the motive should be also pure and clean. What we can learn from that scripture that we read about that woman in Luke chapter 7? Purposeful giving is required. In John chapter 12, and the Sabbath, they were questioning what this woman did. The Lord said to them, leave her alone. Jesus replied, it was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. It was intended that she should save this perfume for a good purpose. So there is a purpose to keep aside certain precious things for God. You know, as a watchman and woman, you need to see around you what are the things that you have that the Lord wants you to keep it for a certain purpose, so that will be given to the Lord at the proper time. Don't be like the Pharisee who was watching the sin of the woman, but he failed to watch the things that God want him to see in order for him to do the good things for the Lord. The next scripture that we want to discuss about the watchman that should see and do the good deeds in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 4. You say, whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. The watchman and the watchwoman should not see things and even that would finally discourage them to do the work of the Lord. Watching TV, listening and watching to the news, following up Facebook notification, other things, this will bring doubts, anxiety and impeachment to your faith and would discourage you from going forward with the plan of God and doing the good work of the Lord. Be careful then and observe what you are watching. Otherwise, you will neither plant nor reap good things, nor harvest good things for you and for the Lord and for His people. Amen. Let's continue in the message. Don't watch the wind and the cloud. You will not be able to do things. Read the scriptures. Listen to the voice of God. Be attentive to the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Be at Jesus' feet, not at His head. Then you will be able to go forward with a great task and a great achievement. Jonah chapter 4, verse 5. Jonah also was a watchman, but let's read. We know the struggle of God with Jonah, and he struggled much with the Lord. Finally, after wind and after after being thrown into the sea and swallowed by a big fish, Jonah repented and he went to Nineveh and he delivered the message of the Lord. Jonah chapter 4 verse 1 to 5, let's read. But Jonah was greatly displeased and became angry. He prayed to the Lord, O Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? This is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live. But the Lord replied, have you any right to be angry? Jonah went out and sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in the shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. Here, from the verse 5, the word waited to see. He was a watchman. He was waiting to see that how God, or if God going to destroy the city. He was full of anger. He was arguing with the Lord, self-righteousness, bad attitude and character make certain workers of you unfruitful. Jonah was sent by the Lord to Nineveh to preach the message to them. After much struggle with God's will, he finally went and preached to them the message. But instead of him being praying and interceding on behalf of the city and the souls in Nineveh, Jonah got angry with God and was watching and hoping that God would destroy the city. Such bad attitude of the watchman and woman would hinder and disturb the work of God. Do not be so judgmental and run ahead of God and before the appointed time. You would disturb yourself and trouble your spirit and will not be able to enjoy seeing fruit in your life and in your ministry. The Lord is teaching us today the beautiful lessons. As we are listening and meditating and pondering with the Holy Spirit, God wants us, God wants you to repent, so that things will go well and the ministry will flow and move forward. In Luke chapter 9 verse 62, Jesus replied, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. The watchman and the watchmen are the workers in the vineyard of the Lord. They need to look forward and to do the things that God wants them to do. Those who regress and are unwilling to do the work, they are unfit to be workers for God's kingdom. In Hebrew chapter 12 verse 1 to verse 2, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Yes, Lord, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You know, this example that we have discussed, we find that there are people who are supposed to function as watchmen and watchwomen for the Lord. But unfortunately, they were entangled by wrong thoughts and perception and got affected. They were neither fruitful nor effective in their ministry and service unto the Lord. Wake up, watch yourself carefully, and repent. So you will be able to see the things that God, as God sees them, and function fruitfully and effectively for His glory. Apply Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 2. When He say to us, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Anger, self-righteousness, pessimistic, accusation, I rebuke all in the name of Jesus. Revival upon revival. Lord, bring repentance to your church and to your people. Come to the Lord, kneel down, tell him, Lord, thank you for revealing to me my sins and my shortcomings. I repent, O God, repent. Confess your sin and renounce them. If you confess your sin, He is faithful and just. He will forgive and He will cleanse and purify from all unrighteousness. Cry to Him, Lord, cleanse me. Cleanse my mind and purify me from all unrighteousness. Lord, I commit myself to look forward, hearing your voice, leading me to do your will and finishing your work. Lord, enable me and provide for me, Lord, to do that. Oh God, I pray for everyone of my brother and sister who repent. Forgive them, restore them, Lord, back to serve in the name of Jesus. Lord, use this message mighty, take it, let be a harvest, that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your people. Lord, be healing, recoverness, revival, repentance, salvation, wholeness. Let your will be done, O God. Let your kingdom come. O Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us, Lord, and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.